So basically, we're a collective called Field Guide, and we come from kind of different backgrounds, whether that's industry, the design industry, or whether it's from academia and research. But what we realised is, outside our day jobs, we're just really all passionate about art, meeting design, meeting tech, meeting journalism, meeting music. I guess one of the themes of loosely under this is we kind of all really do think that the internet experience should be a little bit richer than something that's just rectangular, shiny and flat. We would quite like it to be something that was part of our everyday experience. So from a piece of paper, which you can hear the rustling of and stroking of, this could actually also connect to the internet. So if you want to hear the background story, which is just switched off to David Cameron in an interview, you can switch the piece of paper on and hear his voice cracking a little bit under pressure when he's in Preston. Because it's connected to the internet, you have a whole range of analytics whereby you could potentially like an article and you'll see the web analytics go up and that article being liked online. You could provide advertising content where you rent not just the visual space but the audio space. So what we're basically prototyping through design-led research is to say, what is the future of our internet if we take it off the screen? So these are litho printed silver inks onto paper. So the same printing press that gives you your CNYK could also give you a kind of another C, which is conductive ink. The next innovation that's happening through kind of UK government, such as Technology Strategy Board funded research, is how do you get rid of the rigid plastic circuit board that they currently solder all the components onto? Can you do a thing called cold soldering, which between you and I is gluing, if you make the glue a bit conductive, you can just glue those components onto a piece of paper. Get robots to do that, and you can do it really quickly, really cheaply, and it means that anything from paper to a flexible plastic to anything else could actually become an electronic product. We've had people coming in though saying, oh, is that just nostalgia because you love paper, and it's just, oh, that young people won't want this. Well, hold on a minute, my 13-year-old niece, where does she store her kind of innermost thoughts? Does she blog them or type up a Word file, or has she got a diary in her room that she writes her thoughts into? So paper is valid across all generations and all cultures, and what we want to do is connect it to the web.